They are indeed. Do you know whenever we have International Women's Day and we end up getting so many phone calls about and texts and you'll see it online and you'll see it everywhere. What about International Men's Day? Well, guess what? It is today. International Men's Day has arrived and you're right to question it because usually there's a huge amount of surge for inquiry into International Men's Day, but it's only around International Women's Day that the questions are put onto search engines to find out when it is. The day itself, though, it actually doesn't get very much attention at all. Interesting. And why we think that's the case, I think, is what we're going to be looking into today. But we're also thinking, when we think about it, I think, you know, definitely there is a place for it. And we're going to see what we can do with it today. 1-300-222-774. We thought the way that we might handle it this morning is that we ask you to give us a call and tell us about some of the men in your lives, some men that have been important figures, people that have, or men that have shown great aspects or being just really important to you. We'd love to hear about those people today. 1-300-222-774. Similar, I guess, to what we do on an International Women's Day. Same kind of thing where we hold up the great examples of humanity on these particular days and just do a little, you know, shout out. And I guess in that way, highlight some of the great attributes of what it means to be human. Someone has texted through to say, "Hi, Jacinta. I didn't even know that today was International Men's Day, but I'm glad it is." We really definitely want to hear about what you think about it because as much as there is a push for it, especially as I said, when we hear about that around International Women's Day, there's also a push against it. Right now, we're joined by Michael Flood. He's the Associate Professor in the Faculty of Law at Queensland University of Technology. He's also the author of a book called Engaging Men and Boys in Violence Prevention. And Michael, I want to find out from you. You've thought about the idea of International Men's Day for some time. In fact, when did it actually kick off?
Look, it's been around for some time. I think 1999 it began, and it's had some attention now. Yeah, look, it's growing, I suppose, in some attention in Australia and other countries.
What's been complex, I guess, about the way that it's come into light or how we discuss it is, as I mentioned, it's usually in reaction to International Women's Day. It hasn't seemed to have found an identity of its own that's not in almost a reaction to that day.
But look, that's true. I mean, I've had a look at the kinds of activities materials that are being circulated under the name International Men's Day, and lots of them do have a kind of Me Too-ism, a kind of sense of, yes, there's been too much attention to women, it's time now to focus on men, and in fact, men are the disadvantaged ones, men are the victims. And clearly there are ways in which some men suffer, look at aspects of men's health and men's suicide and so on. But my concern about the notion of International Men's Day is it does kind of play women and men off each other, and it kind of smacks of a Me Too-ism in which any attention to women and women's issues has to be matched by some kind of complementary attention to men.
This is the complexity, isn't it? Because when you have a gendered day, obviously that's the aspect that we're speaking about. When we have an International Women's Day, the issue is around gender equity. The issues for International Men's Day, though, are going to be very different. But still, in some way, we make it a gendered issue around equity as well.
Look, what I'd hate to see is if International Men's Day becomes the same kind of thing as, you know, White Pride Day or Straight Pride Day, where it really, you know, represents a kind of conservative pushback against attention to a group that's been disadvantaged, in this case, women. On the other hand, I'm really pleased if we do see International Men's Day contribute to a growing public conversation about how we socialise boys, about how we raise men, and about the narrow traditional norms of of masculinity that are bad for men. And certainly there is a conversation going on in Australia and other countries about, you know, for want of a better term, toxic masculinity, or about, you know, the messages we give men. Be tough, be stoic, be in control. And it's very, very clear that conformity to traditional masculinity causes real problems for men. It's bad for men's health, bad for men's relationships, and poor for men's relationships with women and children. So if IMD can feed into that, can feed into what I think would be a positive attention to men and men's lives, then I'm all for it. At the moment, I think too much of it doesn't look like that. It really looks like backlash.
This is another huge challenge, though, that I think that we face in terms of talking about something like this. When we look at some of the issues that we can raise around International Men's Day, it would be things like the rates of suicide for men, also incarceration rates for men. These sorts of things need genuine conversations. Do you think we spend too much time in community and the way we discuss things focusing on toxic aspects of masculinity? Do you think that can be damaging, especially in terms of talking about identity and young people?
Look, it can. It certainly can, particularly if that conversation about toxic masculinity is heard as blaming and shaming all men. And clearly some men do hear that. Some men feel that they're being told everything about men is bad, everything you've learned about being a man is, you know, is dangerous, and so on. And that's not very helpful, and that's not actually what, you know, researchers like me or advocates in this work say. But I understand how it gets heard that way. And I would love to see a much more visible discussion of positive masculinity or healthy masculinity. And certainly big organisations like Our Watch, the violence prevention organisation in Australia, Vic Health, the health promotion body, are putting out, or have just put out, kind of major frameworks about the idea of a healthy masculinity or positive masculinity. And part of that is celebrating the good in many men's lives, the positives in many men's lives, and indeed celebrating the positives in traditional aspects of masculinity. At the same time, we shouldn't shy away from criticising the narrow and sexist norms that have been part of what it means to be a man traditionally, because they're bad for women, but also they're bad for men themselves. So when we talk about things like violence against men, or when we talk about men in prison and so on, often what's going on is about masculinity, about the belief that you should be tough, you should be in control, you should respond to violence with violence and so on. So I would love to see much more attention to both the positives of men's lives and the harms that men face because of traditional masculinity.
Graham from Camberwell has texted through, and I guess has made a really good point, and this is what we were conscious of when we were discussing whether we would do something like this. He says, ABC Melbourne, pouring petrol on a fire in a world of patriarchy and disgusting acts of violence against women. We're joking about having an International Men's Day. Sorry, not funny, especially given the direct history of the tragedy at the ABC. Can we separate these things out? This is the question that we wanted to pose this morning. Can we, as we said, have two things? Can we celebrate the lives of men but also have this critique that you're suggesting is really important to have? Or is this all, we're still too much in the mud around this to be clear around what a day like this might be?
Look, that's such a good question. I don't want to pour fuel on the fire. At the same time, I think we do have to have hard conversations. And I think one of the hardest things to do is actually to hear men's kind of felt experiences of disadvantage or confusion or a sense of, you know, they're being told that everything about men is bad, while not shying away from naming gender inequalities, the fact that we do still live in a society where, you know, men have more political and economic power than women. I mean, the issue of violence against men is a perfect example. We have an epidemic of violence against men in this country, and it's overwhelmingly violence against men by other men. But to the extent that, you know, there's public attention to violence against men, often that's bizarrely focused on women's domestic violence against men, which is a tiny minority of the violence men face. So what really concerns me is that often much of the language around men and men's issues in the name of International Men's Day is really driven by backlash. It's driven by, you know, wanting to push back against women, push back against feminism, and it ends up blaming women and feminism for the struggles men face. And I think that's seriously misguided, because men do struggle, no question. Suicide is a perfect example. But, the problem is not women. The problem is not feminism. When it comes to suicide, for example, we know that one of the main risk factors for suicide is men's conformity to some aspects of traditional masculinity, particularly, for example, self-reliance. men who think you shouldn't ask for help, you shouldn't show weakness, they're much more likely to sit with and to act on suicidal thoughts than other men. So we need to somehow, you know, have this discussion in ways that don't blame women or attack feminism, that are positive about men, that affirm the good in many men's lives, but don't, as that texter said, pour fuel on the fire.
We're talking to Michael Flood. He's the Associate Professor Michael Flood, I should say, in the Faculty of Law at Queensland University of Technology. Today is International Men's Day, and it's a day that when we celebrate International Women's Day, we get a flood. I shouldn't have said flood. That was just in my head, Michael Flood. We get a heap of interactions from people saying, well, what about International Men's Day? Well, it's today, and we thought this is a really opportune time to actually bring up some of the huge complexities that come up with this sort of stuff. Cosa from Northcote has texted in, and in fact, I would love to hear from you this morning, 1300 222 774, our phone number. We'd love to hear your perspectives on this, because this is one of the thorny, tricky issues in our community that I think we're still quite a way from solving in terms of how we constructively describe and discuss this sort of stuff. Cosa from Northcote has texted in to say, great idea. Let's celebrate the great men in the world who do good and share their stories. If men can't see it, they can't be it. That's a rally cry that women have used for a long time, Michael Flood. If you can't be it, you can't. If you can't see it, you can't be it. And again, is there something in this where we need to flick it a bit and start really holding up high some of the behaviours that that men need to embody more than we have in the past?
Look, I think that's great, and I think you know, while it was controversial, I think things like the Gillette ad. The Gillette ad actually were a good example of that. And it still, you know, makes the hairs on the back of my neck go up when I see that ad, because it's...
What was that one again?
It shows, it's calling men to be better men. I can't remember exactly what the ad is called.
And a huge backlash to it, I remember now.
Yeah, look, I mean, I actually think an exaggerated backlash. The survey data shows that most men and women saw that ad positively, but there was a small, vocal and organised backlash. And I was, you know, I was really dismayed by that, because I could see that ad had a profound compassion for men at its heart, a profound sense that, you know, boys and men do struggle, boys and men do suffer in some ways, and there are ways in which we can, you know, open up what it means to be a man. And I think part of the public conversation has to be turning up the volume on the actual diversity in men's and boys' lives. In Australia, as in other countries, we've had these kind of dominant stereotypes of what it means to be a man, and they don't fit many men's lives at all, in fact, and that there's much more diversity. Many men out there who are, you know, involved with children, who have strong, close friendships with other men, who have trusting and caring relationships with women and so on. And of course, you know, lots of men will say, you know, most men, that's the case. And look, I think we need to turn up the volume on the positives in men's lives, the fact of men's caring and compassionate and nurturing relations with women and with children and so on. And we need to turn up the volume on diversity. And that's diversity to do with ethnicity, to do with class, to do with sexuality and so on. And we absolutely need much more visible positive models of how to be a man. Our most visible models are, you know, male sports players, politicians, economic leaders, and while all those things can be positive, we also need other kinds of alternative positive models as well. And we need we need to balance a profound compassion for men, you know, a kind of fundamental sense that we can improve men's lives with, I think, a critical attention to the narrow messages about being a man that are still part of our culture.
Do you think, Michael Flood, we can say Happy International Men's Day?
Look, I think we can, but I want to put a big footnote on it. But yes, Happy International Men's Day.
An academic will always put a footnote on something. Good on you. So great to have this chat with you this morning, Michael Flood, Associate Professor at Queensland University of Technology.